Here it's Suzanne Hunter's World of Arts and Entertainment review for the Rambert Ballet's triple bill of excellence, comprising of Ghost Dances, The Days Run Away Like Horses, and La Linea Curva. The flow, the symmetry, the angles, the flexibility, fluidness of each solo, duet and ensemble is just outstanding in each single movement, packed with so much nuance. In its three terrific pieces, it really is a terrific triple bill. Now, the music for the tour is all played live by a phenomenally talented all-round orchestra with Paul Hoskins as music director. Now, he really does draw on the versatility of all his players, including their vocal talents too, in La Linea Curva, offering a really varied and fascinating accompaniment to some truly mesmerising movement. Now, Wild Horses shouldn't keep you away from the first piece of work, indeed the piece taking its title from a poem by Charles Bukowski, The Days Run Away Like Wild Horses Over the Hills. And of course it is entitled The Days Run Away Like Horses, Wild Horses. Now it's a new creation by Aletta Collins, one of the UK's most in-demand choreographers working widely in theatre, musicals and opera. Now she's clearly one on many a dance teacher's syllabus, judging by the reaction of her work to all the Rambert pieces at Woking. They were met with really enthusiastic audience and much vocal praise by an audience comprising of many dance students, which is fabulous to hear, such appreciation for her work. Of course, Aletta's previous creations for the Rambert are Bloom in 2006 and Awakenings in 2010. Now, the music to accompany the three pieces of work are as masterful and memorable as the movement themselves. And Arturo Marquez's music in Wild Horses is no exception. The contemporary Mexican composer who reinvented the Cuban dance style of the danzón with pulsating beats and rhythms. Now, the piece uses a form of repeat and variation to the structure of everyday life. It's about a woman and her memories, and its opening section is inspired by the Oscar-winning short animated film Tango. Now, we expand on the themes of interaction and repetition. At times, this is quite witty. It's a vivid study of how different moments combine to form a life. Now, as a woman sits alone, she becomes aware of her past. You know, a young son climbs through a window and tumbles out again. Her husband appears. We've got a young couple, young lovers, a plumber, a boy with a Christmas tree, a student with her homework. We get to see this day in the life on a sort of loop, really. The rhythm of life, really, is very much the theme. I guess it's hypnotic repetition, reminding us that life is a ballet, really, a multitude of characters popping in and out of our daily lives, sometimes monotonous and repetitive. You know, that is daily interaction with habit-forming humans. The keep-fit fanatic, same thing. The football-losing son, the schoolgirl, all these individual moments repeating. For some people, you might find it a little bit monotonous, a bit repetitive, goes on a little bit too long, but then we break the mood with a gorgeously choreographed scene. The Rambert company, all resplendent in this lovely maroon, red and purple, all very uniform in their look and also their movements. They sort of emerge as one, rising up like from the sea creatures from the seabed as they move as one. So fluid. As I say, the transitions between moves are quite seamless. So soft, but also such strength as well. Lifts and leans, great suppleness in each sequence. Now, for fans of contemporary dance, you don't need me to tell you that Christopher Bruce's Ghost Dances was created in 1981. Now, it was created as a protest to the brutality of Pinochet's regime in Chile. Now, you can instantly see why this atmospheric and haunting piece is one of the most celebrated contemporary dance pieces of its generation. And it's a real treat to see it returning to the UK stage for the first time in 13 years. It's an evocative tribute to the victims of the Pinochet political oppression in South America. Now it tells a story of love and compassion, but also death in the form of these iconic ghost dancers. They interrupt daily lives of the scenes of ordinary in the series of ordinary people, and this is visually referenced, also the celebration of the Day of the Dead. Now the piece is driven by these bewitching rhythms of traditional Latin American songs, and we get the panpipes coming in right from the start, taking us to the heart of the Andes, as does the stunning lighting and the scenic backcloths, which were vibrant and gorgeous. Wonderful, vibrant costumes as well of the villagers, which is a real subtle contrast, of course, to the ethereal, gaunt-faced ghost dancers. Of course, the sound, very much depicting that as well. We had this kind of sound of the wind, whirring, sinister sort of sound, as these masked ghost dancers prowl along the rocky precipice, waiting to snatch their victims away to death. Now, the musicians all play a selection of instruments and really create this mood. As I say, the eerie sounds using the pipes and the flutes and guitars and a small drum as well. We also get all these different sounds coming in, but that puts us in mind, of course, changing the scene from the ghost dancers to the villages where life was once bright and happy and full of hope. We get folk dancing in a contemporary feel, of course, and we get the light and the laughter before the regime set in. We then see the tormented souls becoming zombie-like after the regime and literally dragged down by death by these eerie, omnipresent ghostly figures. Now, when the ghost figures come about, always in the shadows, ready to take their victims, the lighting is great. That's done so well. And also, as I say, the costumes are fabulous. The colour and the joy of the people and the folk dances and the traditions are cut down in their prime. It's a story of love, life, loss and melancholy. It's really very moving and intensely human work, and the ghost dances through their costumes, lighting and incredible choreography really captures the soul of the people and indeed the spirit, but always looming like death, watching are those hauntingly menacing ghost dancers. Now, as a complete contrast and completing the triple bill is Rombert's colourful, percussion-fuelled party piece, Alinea Curva. Now, we've got 28 dancers and 4 samba drummers and a lighting show which creates a performance which has lots of infectious energy. Now, once again, its roots come from South America, the music courtesy of Dutch percussion quartet Percosa, in collaboration with the choreographer Iztek Gali. Now, once again, the party really is created in the pit, with the live orchestra sourcing 55 instruments in addition to clapping, singing, chanting and hitting their own body parts. Now, the music, I've been informed, is connected to split-second lighting cues, and the choreography has a click track delivered to an earpiece. Now, there is samba elements to the dance, but don't expect conventional samba. We are talking the rumba here. Naturally, we're going to have contemporary edge to it. Also, the edge comes from the block lighting, which really highlights the formations, really fabulous formations. Put me in mind of some sort of pop art, a sort of montage, this multi-layered title sequence of 60s, 70s Bond film or something. Now, the effect really is a multi-dimensional experience. Now, the 26 dancers create stunning formations and they navigate them through an intricate jigsaw puzzle of a lighting grid and move across the dance floor. Now, of course, timing is crucial, and each dancer executes their moves with utter precision and perfection. Now, the structure of the piece is clearly defined, and each dancer is spot on, really clean, fluid, and defined. They also show a very sensual side of themselves, a bit of fun, and lots of energy, of course. It's very eye-catching, it's got lots of dynamism, and it's original. Now, of course, with the samba dramas and the dazzling light show, it's a great way to culminate this colourful collection of dancers in a finale full of fire and passion. Now, if you want to see dancers, soloists, duets, ensemble, who are lithe, limber, supple, sensual, exquisite elevation and extensions, exuberance, amazing angles, phenomenally fluid and flowing, and they have that fantastic flexibility, and they can also clearly communicate as well, well then the Rombe Dance Company is for you. So leap into action to see a terrific triple bill of dances. The show runs at the New Victoria Theatre 27th to the 29th of March. So be sure to book very quickly. It's www.atgtickets.com/shows/rombert/new-victoria-theatre. And also note, Wednesday the 28th of March at 6:15, you've got the Rombert's artistic director, Mark Baldwin, discussing some of the inspiration and the processes behind the work. And that's free for same-day ticket holders. You've also got Curtain Raiser at 6:45. Now, this is Rombert's youth dance company, Quicksilver, led by Laura Harvey. And Quicksilver will be performing a piece inspired by Seven for a Secret, Never to be Told. And it's an original choreographed piece by artistic director Mark Baldwin. So a real treat for you all. So be quick to book that. And also, if you want to see the Rombert at any other venue, be sure to go to www.rombert.org.uk/performances/ghost-dances. And that was Suzanne Hunter's World of Arts and Entertainment review for the New Victoria Theatre and their welcoming into their venue the Rombert's Ghost Dances in a triple bill.
Brooklyn's Radio. Loving arts and entertainment.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with the Sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.